It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundups here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined by Max Conway, RNIB Trainee Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Toby. How are you?
Not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind or partially sighted people to take part in a sleep study, join an HMRC user panel, and a project researching into how social workers use digital technology when working with visually impaired people. Max, we start with that sleep study.
Yes, so we're very excited to announce that Blind Veterans UK and Circadian Therapeutics are seeking vision impaired individuals to participate in a research project exploring experiences of sleep and daily rhythm disruption. Participants will be asked to complete a questionnaire, online or by phone, to understand more about vision status, health and sleep. If you wish, your responses from this questionnaire may also be used to assess your eligibility for further research. If you'd like to find out more and to register your interest to take part, you can go to www.blindsleepstudy.com. Alternatively, you can call the sleep study team on 01865 546582. That's 01865 546582. If you leave your name and number, they'll get back to you as soon as they can. And you can also email sleepstudy@circadiantherapeutics.com.
Max, I believe the HMRC is looking for visually impaired people to join their user panel.
Yes, so HMRC have been in touch to say they're looking for blind and partially sighted people to join this user panel.
So what is the HMRC user panel all about then?
So the user panel is a database of people who volunteer to take part in research with HMRC. When people sign up, they provide details about themselves, such as what HMRC services they already use, how they use computers, tablets and smartphones, and where they live. Having this sort of information means HMRC can invite them to research sessions that are appropriate to them.
And how do people join the user panel then?
So for more information and to sign up to the user panel, you can search HMRC user panel into your web browser and you can follow the links from gov.uk's website. They want to speak to people with sight loss who do not use digital services and those who do. If you join the HMRC user panel and take part in the research, you'll receive a Love to Shop gift voucher up to the value of £60. And participants will be invited to take part in research once or twice a year and can opt out at any time.
Finally, we have that study into how social workers are using technology when working with visually impaired people.
So yeah, Shaping Our Lives, King's College London and the British Association of Social Workers have been in touch regarding a study they are conducting. The study will explore how adult social workers use or do not use digital technologies when communicating with and supporting blind and partially sighted people and people with disabilities.
So what digital technology do they mean then?
So by digital technologies, they mean things like phone calls, texts, WhatsApp or Zoom calls. They want to understand the pros and cons in the use of digital technologies for different people and for different tasks. And they would like to hear your experiences.
Who can take part and what will they be asked to do?
So they're looking for people who are blind or partially sighted, have been given any support by a social worker in the last 2 years for yourself, not as a carer, and you are over 18. You'll be given a choice about how you want to take part. It can be an interview by phone or via Zoom or face-to-face, COVID allowing, or you could opt to engage in an email conversation with a researcher. The research team will use the findings from this study to provide information and guidance for social workers and blind and partially sighted people they hope will improve people's experiences. In recognition of your time, you will receive a £25 voucher. And if you're interested or would like to ask any questions, please contact the researcher, Sophie, on 0207 848 3033. That's 0207 848 3033. Or you can email her on sophie.sar@kcl.ac.uk. Sophie.sar, sar spelt S-A-R-R-E. at kcl.ac.uk.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about or other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities, both with RNIB and external opportunities. You can email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show. Our next one will be Wednesday, the 21st of July. And you can catch up on all our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. And you can also dial in to our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488. That's 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you, Max Conway, RNIB Trainee Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.